listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Mackay's new councillors will be sworn in on Thursday after finally being confirmed by Electoral Commission Queensland. Mackay First's George Christensen, Nathanaia McRae, Namaka Corowa and Heath Patton will be new faces to the chambers, alongside independent Peter Sheedy and Ashley Johnson from Greg Williamson's team, while Belinda Hassan, Alison Jones, Martin Bella and Karen May have successfully returned to their roles. Mackay and Whitsunday residents can now book in for a free flu vaccination at their GP or local pharmacy as experts warn of a severe 2024 season. There's already been 246 lab-confirmed cases recorded across Mackay Hospital and Health Service since January. That's twice as many as usual. Our reporter Courtney Thomas has more.
Following mounting pressure, the state government is once again offering the flu jab free of charge for anyone older than 6 months. It's as the flu season has started early this year with more than 7,000 cases recorded across Queensland since January 1. More than 700 people have been sent to hospital and 11 people have died.
And our region could lose one of its politicians if the LNP gets its way in October's state election. It's named Rockhampton region farmer Glenn Kelly as its candidate for the electorate of Morani, which covers Finchhatton, Morani, Marion and Serena, but stretches down to Rocky's outskirts. The seat has been held by One Nation's Stephen Andrews since 2017, who's based out of Serena. In sport, we'll have to wait until this Arvo's team lists to find out whether there's punishment coming for any players after the Cowboys' first defeat of the season. The side, led by Mackay's Reuben Cotter and Tom Dearden, has now fallen to third place on the NRL ladder following Friday's 38-12 loss against the Broncos.